Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, according to Fannigan's funeral directors, the cost of a traditional religious funeral in Ireland can range from €3,500 to €8,500. Now, TD Michael Collins is now calling for the reinstatement of the funeral grant, which was abolished back in 2014. And joining me now is Gus Nichols, Managing Director of J&C Nichols, Dublin's longest established funeral directors. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme, Gus.
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Let's talk about the cost of funerals. It is one of the most expensive costs that many of us will incur in family life. How much has the cost of funerals increased in recent years?
That's I would say a short answer for that would be probably in line with inflation. And just to clarify, Nichols is part of the Fannigan's group, and I know you quoted those figures from us. Mm-hmm. The cost of a funeral, I'm often asked that question, and sometimes it's hard to specifically answer with an average figure, because it's a bit like, you know, determining what is the cost of a meal out, or how much is a wedding.
So how long is a piece of string, basically?
A little bit. And I think it's important to remember that the funeral director's role, if you like, is the middle person between the family and all parts of the funeral. And some of those parts are provided by the funeral service itself, the obvious things like a coffin and transport and physical infrastructural facilities like funeral homes, and also professional advice and being there 7 days a week and around the clock for families. And the other part that appears, if you like, at the bottom of the bill are the external payments. And the vast majority of funeral companies provide that service for families, whereby we take on those costs on their behalf at the time of the funeral. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the figure, if the funeral, my fees are, say, 4,000, as just to pick a figure, the final bill might be 7. Because, you know, we've paid for the opening of a grave, we've paid for florists, for musicians, for churches, for celebrants, for live streaming, for printing. You know, that's a pretty extensive list that doesn't have a full stop, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I get a bill from anybody, I look at the bottom figure. I don't really look at what it's made up of specifically, because I need to know what it is. And you're right, funerals are at times an unexpected and large expense, but they always have been.
Now, I know Michael Collins, the TD, has called for the reinstatement of the funeral grant, which was abolished back in 2014. But the state does still spend a sizable amount of money, €9 million, contributing to funeral expenses for people who couldn't afford it last year. Because, of course, there are people who just can't afford that amount of money for a funeral.
Yeah, that's right. And that assistance, I suppose the old bereavement grant that the TD referred to was stopped. I forget the year. Was it 2013
or 2014? 2014.
So, you know, that fund, I think, has been perhaps more carefully targeted towards those who need it most. And there are people who have no means. And this is where the state will provide sometimes a considerable amount of support for families in that situation. And obviously it is means tested, and usually there's an ongoing social welfare need for that families so that they can benefit from it. You know, the argument as to whether everyone should benefit from that overall pool of 9 million versus those who really need it most is not for me probably to pass judgment on. Mm. But I, you know, it's not as if the money is not being spent after 2014. It has been. And I think I read that same article. It would appear that, you know, the demand for that assistance from the state has gone up. I could be wrong on that, but I think I read that as well.
Okay, let me bring in Lillian Hunt, who is a Dublin-based celebrant. But you've also, Lillian, recently celebrated your own husband's funeral. My condolences to you. So
Thanks.
You know from both sides of the coin.
I do. Thank you for having me on the programme. Yes, my husband passed 6 months ago, almost a day actually. And we had already, though, we used the words pre-planned, I suppose, a funeral, in the sense that we had discussed what we would want if something like what happened happened. So we both knew and know that we wanted to be cremated. So that's the line that we were going on. Now, I didn't know the costing of it, but that was the road that we were going on. So you could say it was a pre-plan situation. But like that, there were costs involved. But it was from a side also that we didn't want the full religious ceremony. We wanted to have more input in what we were doing and what we were preparing and what we were celebrating.
And
so that's the line that I'm coming from.
I always love hearing the word celebrating used in the same sentence as funeral, because a funeral that's turned into a celebration is a fantastic way of remembering that person.
Well, that's probably why the word celebrant is used, and the word celebration comes from that. Well, we were very sad, of course, when my husband Tom passed away, and it was devastating. And it is one of the most emotional times for any family to go through, a small family or a big family. But when you get up and do a eulogy, whether I was doing it or a different celebrant was doing it, it was always going to be the gift that we had of him in our lives, the fun times that we had. It wasn't going to be the sadness and the doom and the gloom which people think of when they think of a funeral.
And Lillian, you've obviously seen during your time as a celebrant, some people really struggling with the cost of remembering their loved one and putting on a good funeral.
I have. I mean, I had to budget for my own husband's funeral as well. Cost money is one of the most important things in everybody's lives, be it the lack of it or people who haven't got enough of it in the sense that they're striving for it in their lives. But to be hit with such a cost at a time when it's the most emotional and draining period of your life, it's soul destroying for people. I've seen people just fall apart. Literally, they just don't know where they're going to get the next penny from. I know from a cremation point of view, which is what I would celebrate most of the time as a celebrant, one good thing that came in when you're having a cremation. Now, my husband is in the wall in Balgriffin. But, you know, if you're getting a headstone or you're getting a plaque on a wall, normally the charge is there's a set amount, and then every word or every letter you have gets more costly and more costly. And some of the headstones are magnificent. They are beautiful. But now
but it
I
is
know
extra cost.
It's extra cost, and people want the very best for the person that they want to put in the ground. There's also the next door neighbours looking and seeing, oh, they didn't do this. I wonder, could they afford that? That's a fact of life in how we all live. But I know Fingal County Council have brought in, it's in process of being brought in from the crematorium point of view, where there's a set fee now for the plaque on the wall. So everybody's plaque and crematorium box, or how people would visualise it in the wall, will all cost the same, and there's a template being used which will have a change of wording. So that should allay some of the cost, but a cremation is much less expensive than a funeral. Service is shorter, it's much more involved, it brings the family in, everybody is included, and it allows you to put the fun parts in, which is not available in the traditional sort of sense. Neither is wrong in any case.
Absolutely. All right. I just got a message in just on this, and it says, more needs to be done to help families when paying for funerals. Our sister's funeral cost us over $6,000. The stress made the grief worse. We ended up taking out a loan and are still paying it back. Could there not be a funeral grant or something to help families? Well, on a means-tested basis, you can apply for support from the state. It's not a funeral grant as we would have had years ago, although, as I mentioned, Michael Collins, the TD, is urging the government to reinstate the funeral grant, which was abolished back in 2014. Lillian, thank you very much indeed for joining us, and also my thanks to Gus Nichols for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.